Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. I'm Dr. Elaine. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. We have an exciting show to share with you today, but as always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders, pain and non-pain disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we do this using a method that Dr. Tong discovered 30 years ago, where we use the Chinese principle of acupuncture and opening up meridians, but using nerve blocks and injections to open up the blockages even stronger and more powerfully than acupuncture alone. And in combination with that, we use herbs and supplements to restore your health, and we teach you how to maintain your lifestyle and your diet to maintain the improvements you've made with the treatment.
The blockages are circulation, and circulation to the body provide the nutrient, the immunity, and also clearing of toxins. So when you got traffic jam along the circulation freeways, then the tissue are deprived of those three things and get sick, get disorder. So opening the circulation will restore organ function, tissue function, and restore your health, just like we clear traffic jam in the real world right away. And if you don't clear the traffic jam, you will have persistent problem.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Before we get to our guest today, I want to go over who we had with us last week. We had Charles with us. He's 72 years young. He started running half marathons in recent years, and last year he ran 6 half marathons for 72 years young. That's pretty – well, he was 71 at the time. That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
After he was able to run the first 4 under 2 hours, 13 miles, which is very good.
Wow.
But after the fourth one, he started noticing a very – painful and achiness in the side of his right knee, the ligament, and it would go down to his ankle, and it hindered his running and increased his time. Actually, the last 2 half marathons he ran, he said it took him over 2 hours. So he came to see Dr. Tong and myself, and he's been getting treatment sporadically, not even regularly. He's a Kaiser patient, so he has to pay out of pocket, but his knee pain, the tightness in his ligament is doing much better. When he runs, it still gets stiff, but not nearly like it did before. His eyesight has improved. He had problems with the glare from looking at the computer, and when after driving too long, that has improved. He had this left shoulder pain that he forgot now that he had. So doing much better.
It was cold.
Oh, right.
And then his skin problem.
Right. So during the winter, he would be more cold and he would get this rash on his abdomen. This year, he said he has no problems with the cold weather and no rash showing up. So amazing improvement, just coming sporadically once a month, actually.
And notice the variety of problem that he had that we can solve almost right away.
Everything's connected, actually.
Yeah, everything connected and everything caused by blocking a circulation. You open the circulation, you'll clear all those separate symptoms. They are all tied together.
Right. We also had with us Sophie. She was diagnosed in 2002 with Sjogren's syndrome, fibromyalgia, lupus, kidney disease, hypothyroid. She heard us on the radio.
Yeah, if you're not sick, you'll be scared to death.
Right.
With
those kinds of labels. Yes. So she came to us last summer, I believe, and after the first treatment, her pain was incredibly improved. She had less pain. She was able to do more. She could hold her grandkids, whereas before she couldn't. She was able to volunteer. And then her dermatologist put her on doxycycline for a lupus rash, and she had a severe reaction, of which it caused pancreatitis, and sent her to the hospital for a week in August last year.
The rash is probably caused by her diet. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Eating too much greasy and spicy stuff.
Right. Okay? So, and that in combination with the antibiotic he gave her probably induced that pancreatitis.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The greasy stuff the pancreas cannot take care of.
Because she had not had pancreatitis in 2 years. So so the combination of those two exacerbated and sent her into full-blown pancreatitis. She was in the hospital for a week. And then they scheduled an ERCP in October, which also induced the pancreatitis again. She was put on very, very strong narcotics for her pain. Well, she was put on Cipro and Flagyl, but then she was also put on oxycodone. So very, very strong narcotics caused severe constipation, and she did not eliminate for almost a week.
Here's a problem with symptomatic treatment, getting all these chemicals that cause side effects, but they inherit toxic effects. When a patient eats too much greasy stuff to get a rash, okay, and that's causing the circulation blockage. You clear the circulation blockage, and then you tell them not to eat greasy stuff. That's the treatment.
What they do is they put them on antibiotics.
Yeah, the rash is not caused by the lack of the antibiotic.
Right.
That's
so
ridiculous.
That caused pancreatitis.
Yes.
Then she had pain, which they had to put her on oxycodone, more antibiotics.
Yeah.
So it gets rid of more of her normal gut flora.
Yeah.
The Cipro and Flagyl.
Yeah.
And then the pain medications made her so constipated she couldn't eliminate for almost a week.
Just like we pluck up all the sewer lines in the city.
On top of that, she ate pie, pumpkin pie. And by the time she called me, she couldn't come because she couldn't sit when she was driving.
Well, here's the point. When she get out of the hospital, she was so sick, she had no appetite. She was so weak and lose 12 pounds.
Right.
Okay?
And painful.
Yeah. And if she did not die from the hospital, she would have died without our treatment.
Because she couldn't eat.
Yeah. You don't have appetite. You cannot eat. You cannot get in the life energy chi. You'll die. So how many victims are there? And then nobody can complain.
Needless to say, she's doing much better.
Yes.
After two treatments, she's able to eat now. She's gained 10 pounds back. Her pain is gone, and even her abdominal pain is gone now. Only when she drove to Bakersfield, it came back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So she's off most of her pain medication now, too. So amazing story. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our first guest.
Good.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest today, Yuna. Welcome, Yuna.
Hi, Yuna.
Oh, thank you so much, and it's just wonderful to hear from you because I have great news.
Oh, good. It's wonderful to hear from you, too. We appreciate you sharing your story. Give us a background, where you're from, what you do, and what happened when you came to see Dr. Tong.
I'm a registered nurse, and I worked at one hospital for 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I developed pain in my legs, and I changed shoes and stockings for months and, you know, support hose and the best nursing shoes, and I was still having pain. And I was diagnosed 13 years ago with fibromyalgia. I had to quit my job because I had so much pain. And, you know, I've gone to several rheumatologists, and I would get steroid shots. Sometimes I get steroid by mouth, and I take pain medication. And I try, you know, anything I hear of, like herbal or any new treatment, I would try. And I never get any relief. I live with pain every day. When I get the steroids, it take the edge off, but I was never, ever pain-free.
Okay.
And when you first came to us, you said your pain was 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And right now, it's about a 4.
Oh.
And what I find is mostly like where I got the injections from you, that's really sore.
Yeah, so those are
that's
the different...
That's normal.
Yeah.
Post-injection soreness.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
which
it's
goes
not,
away.
It's not your disease, okay? If you use a lot of heating pad and then sit on a hot bath, okay, release those soreness, then you get more circulation, you heal a lot better.
Yeah, the other thing was, I don't know if I told you to get arnica, because that helps with the soreness immediately.
Yes. And also, I'm sleeping better. When I came in that evening, I had supper, and I went to bed maybe about 7, and I didn't wake up until the next morning at 8:30.
Yeah, don't forget I'm an anesthesiologist. I put people to sleep.
Oh, my. And even now, it's like my body's come down because my body has been so tense from the pain.
Yes.
And now I'm more relaxed, so I'm able to rest better, and my energy level is up, and I feel my mental state is better because it's like I'm in a pain fog.
You are like a different person from when you first came
in.
I don't think you remember how you were before you got the treatment.
You were.
I know how I've been for 13 years, and it's like I want to pinch myself to say if this is real.
Yeah, you were so irritable. You would not sign our arbitration form, so I had
to. No, I wouldn't, and I was miserable, and I don't want to go away because I want to try the treatment too. Yeah. You know.
And so
I was between a rock and a hard place.
I got Dr. Elaine to be the arbitrator, and she carry a hammer in. You say, I'll sign.
Let
me ask you, how do you think your husband like the new wife, which is you?
Oh, he loves it. He loves it. He can see the difference. And he went away this morning, and he called to see if I was still in bed, and I said yes. And he just said, you don't get up. You just rest and relax. Remember, Dr. Tong said, you're to take it easy. He reminds me. So, you know, he has been a very good husband, very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't push me. Mm-hmm. He wants me to feel better.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, he was so happy after the first treatment.
Yes.
As happy as you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now tell us about your right arm, because you were not able to lift it over your head before the treatment. Tell us about that.
Oh, my right arm was so sore. Just to bring it across my body, it was like it's pulling. And to raise it above my head, it was pulling. And when I got the injection, I was able to raise my arm and wave it to Dr. Hong to say goodbye, because he was on the phone, and I was able to get his attention and wave to say goodbye. And I'm able to do that.
Did you have pain when you wave it?
No, I didn't have any pain.
Are you still able to raise your arm?
Yes, I'm able to raise it. But as I say, I still have a few little area at the injection sites, and it's not the same pain. It's not the same pulling pain that I was having.
It's the soreness from the injections.
Let me explain,
Right.
Everything is caused by emotion and stress, and the muscle have memory. Memory, emotion, feeling are all qi. So the muscle will tend to tighten up again. Out of one treatment, you're not going to expect everything to be all relaxed. But
the improvement is still
pretty dramatic, I would say.
Yeah, you sound so happy now.
It's a real dramatic change, and I'm looking forward to see you next Wednesday. And it's like I want to go on the rooftop and shout it out. I'll tell anybody I come across who is having the, you know, whatever discomforts to come and see you.
Wonderful.
You have to shout very loud. So
I mean, what a huge change just after the first treatment. I mean, all the girls in the front noticed. I mean, what a difference. I
they
mean,
told
you,
me,
you are the real Yuna now.
They told me you got to be careful.
I'm the real Yuna.
Yeah, the real Yuna now, right, yes.
Because in general, I'm a happy person,
exactly.
You know, and for years it's like, and as I say, I'm a Christian person. I believe in the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And he has sustained me from going into depression.
Oh, good.
Because whenever I'm feeling blue and really, you know, done with this pain, you know, I turn to the Word and I pray a lot, and it lifts me up.
Good.
It carries me, you know, so... you know, I'm glad I'm able, and I'll be able to do more church work and all that kind of stuff. So I'm excited, very excited.
How did you hear about us?
A friend told me about you, and she said her daughter-in-law told her she heard you on the radio, and her daughter-in-law told her, and she's been to you, and the treatment, she responded very well to the treatment, and she suggested that I go and see you.
I see.
Now then you tell your friends. They all react the same way. It's easy.
Definitely.
Know? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll tell my friends.
Your problem is not difficult.
I've gone to chiropractors. Yeah. I've got, you know, the needles.
Have you done acupuncture? You did acupuncture before, right?
Yes, I did acupuncture. I went to East West Medicine in UCLA and didn't help much.
How many times have you had acupuncture from somebody else?
2 times. And the treatments were like 24 each, you know, 24 sessions.
Oh, 24 sessions, 48 treatments?
So you had 48 sessions.
Yes.
And I give you one treatment.
One treatment, and it's like night and day.
And that 48 treatments, like night and night.
48 treatments, is that over a year or twice a week, once a week? Well, how do they do that?
It was like once a week.
So for a year.
Wow.
Almost.
Yes.
It's.
You have to know where the traffic jams are. And then you have to know, you have to get it right to the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
our center is east-west, too, but it's the real deal.
The real deal.
Yes,
let's change
about it. Dr. Tong, you got to train people. You'll have to train because if anything happens to you, what's going to happen to us?
Oh, I'm
there. You have to train
you come
your
with
daughter.
Me. Then you came
with
me.
Oh, no, I do it.
Exactly.
I have been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah, so you'll be treating you next time.
Yeah, I'm treating you next time. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Although
I'm
going on sabbatical for a little bit, though, too.
Yes, the baby's coming, huh?
The baby's coming, yes. But I will treat you next Wednesday, yes. So.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes. Well, Una, thank you so much for coming on our show today, and we hope to have you on again soon to keep us posted.
Okay, darling. Thank you for having me. And thank you, Dr. Tong. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
Yeah, welcome.
And you're in my prayers. You're in my prayers.
Thank you. Take
thank
care.
You.
Have
thank
a great
you.
Have a great weekend. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Jolynn. Welcome, Jolynn.
Hi, Jolynn.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time to share your story.
Sure.
Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, how you came about to see Dr. Tong and myself, and what improvements you've noticed.
Oh, background. Well, I'm semi-retired and teach music, teach piano part-time and so forth, and I'm from Corona. And I was having asthma trouble, and I was going to doctors who were trying to put me on these steroids and inhalers and all this stuff that everybody does in this area. And I just knew it wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't right, and I didn't want to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just happened to bump into your radio show, and it took me about a year to finally find and go there. but I knew that's where I wanted to go was Chinese preventative medicine and so forth. And I thought if you could do something for my asthma. And you have been.
Now,
you have been.
How long have you been on the steroids and inhalers before coming to see us?
I think only maybe 3 months, and I didn't even want to do that. You know,
Months only. Okay.
And before then, you didn't take any drugs at all for your asthma?
No. I didn't even know I had asthma.
So, I
didn't know what it was. But when I couldn't get out on the tennis court anymore and run, I knew something was wrong with my lungs.
So you were short of breath with activity?
Short of breath from exercise activity, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And how long were you suffering from that for?
Well, it had to been for maybe 4 or 5 years. It was coming on slowly. But that's when the last time I was out to tennis court, I was just saying I can't do it anymore. You know?
Okay.
So
tell us what happened after the first treatment.
Oh, you can feel a relief, you know, and I don't know if it's because it's psychological or because you're hoping, you're praying this has got to work, you know, but it did. it relieved it, and it gave me a lot of more peace of mind.
But Jolene, don't you pray and go to a regular doctor? Don't you pray too?
Work. No, it didn't. They just kept you on that steroid.
You have to go to the right doctor first.
That's what I prayed for, to go to the right doctor. And here I found you. So
you go to the irregular doctor. We are the irregular doctors.
Now, so the asthma's better. You also had sinus headaches, correct?
Yes, I do. When it's the barometric pressure changes. Mm-hmm. When right before it's going to rain, this area is really bad because we're in a valley and mm-hmm. everything is, just drops down here.
Right.
So the allergies are worse, everything's worse, and I'll get one immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't take an Excedrin migraine right when I knew it was coming, I was gone. Mm-hmm. It would be with me for the whole day,
mm-hmm.
sometimes 2 days, and to the point of throwing up and, and sometimes having to go to emergency and get something to knock me out.
Oh, that's not good.
That's how bad they were, yeah.
So how are they now?
Cut down probably, I would say, 80%. I think I had one about 3 months ago, and that, because I was getting it like every month or so. It's just terrible. And I'm past menopause. I knew it wasn't anything to do hormonal or anything like that. It's the weather, And
the thing is, you don't come very regularly either because you're a Medicare patient, correct?
How many treatments have you had, and when was the first time?
Oh, what, about 12 treatments, do you think?
Since last summer, maybe, around?
Yeah, something like that, maybe 12, something like that. Yeah, I wish to come more. It's just it's time-consuming a little bit. It's a drive, But
go ahead.
Well, I was just hoping I could do it every 3 weeks if that was, if it's on schedule, if that's better for me, I would like to do that.
Yes, that's a good schedule to stick with.
And you said that you just went skiing.
Yes, I did. I went yesterday. I always go on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But I also noticed I was clearer. I could feel my lungs were clear. I got up there and I wasn't huffing and puffing like I normally am, carrying all that equipment. It's heavy and you're walking uphill and so forth. And I noticed, my gosh, my breathing is a lot better. Oh, I'm just a good guy. I was just, so thankful.
And how young are you?
Well, yesterday's birthday made it 66. So.
66 Ooh. And skiing.
Wow.
Carrying all your gear with you.
My friend skied, her and her husband, till they were 82. So
wonderful.
If she can do it, I can do it. Yeah.
Of course.
No, you come to us, you can ski until you're 102.
I hope so. It was a good day. I didn't wear out. I didn't tire out. And I know it was part of this breathing. It's so much better.
Wonderful. Now, also, I think you were telling us, I think you were on our show maybe a couple months ago. You were telling us about walking up the stairs when you were teaching someone.
Well, walking up the stairs is a tough one because you're at the top and you're just that. I was just out of breath. And it was like two long flights.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the treatments and so forth, I noticed it just hit me between the eyes. The last time I was going to her lesson, I walked up the stairs. I wasn't out of breath.
Wonderful.
I just walked up like normal. I thought, I'm not out of breath at the top of these stairs.
You forget what you suffer from after the symptoms are gone. Yes,
that's
yes.
Right. Absolutely. Now, but yes, it's definitely so much better.
Now, actually, you also were at our open house and we tested some herbs on you. Tell us how that's doing for you.
Well, you gave me, golly, I don't know. You remember the names of them? You gave me Perilla Clear.
Right, for your sinuses, and we have some for your immune
Octogest,
system.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Supreme Protector and Essence. And you said take two a day. So that means I'm taking eight twice a day.
Now, do you feel a difference, or?
Indigestion immediately. That always helps me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helps in the lungs, I'm more apt to not having to stop and catch my breath anywhere.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
keep going.
This is our combination work. Okay? our treatment, the injection and acupuncture, open up the circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the herbs
yes.
provide the energy that keeps
and
it open.
And nourishment, right.
Okay.
And strengthens
oh,
your organs.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So when I say that you can ski until 102, I wasn't kidding. Okay.
Yeah,
I was
so.
Not kidding. Okay. So last yeah. year, see, Dr. Elaine is taking a maternity leave. And I'm taking, okay. doing all the things here. Last year, I would not have been able to do it. I was still kind of tired. Today, I can do it. I can do double the patients. Okay. And I'm one year older. Next year, I'll be even better because,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm continuing giving myself treatment to get myself younger.
Try
to prove to the world that yes, you can be younger as you age.
It's like remodeling a home.
Exactly.
Continually fixing a home.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you are. There
as
you
long
are.
As the structure is sound and stable.
And you can you can take care of all the blemishes. You can be nitpicking and you can make a 100-year-old home like a brand new one. And you just need to know how to do it.
How to do it, and you know how to do it.
Yes.
You're teaching us. Yes.
Yes.
I think it's a marvelous work that you're doing. I really
Good.
Do.
Well, Jolynn, and, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I will see you in a couple of weeks, and I may be joining that ski club where I go every Wednesday, so that will really be the test.
That's wonderful.
And one more thing. And one more thing.
Yeah.
Tell our audience, don't wait a year before you come see us.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, don't be stupid like me. I wouldn't have had to suffer so long.
Exactly.
You are so right. You are so right. You guys are both great. I love you.
Okay. Take care, Jolynn. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us now, you missed two amazing cases. We had Yuna with us, who suffered from severe right arm pain where she couldn't even lift it. After the first treatment, she was walking out as if she was walking on clouds. She was able to lift her arm above her head. Her range of motion was greatly improved. She's had two more treatments since then. She suffers also from high blood pressure, swelling in her legs, diabetes. The swelling in her legs has actually decreased. Her sugars are actually coming down too. Her blood pressure is better. So that has all improved, and only with three treatments.
She's a nurse, and she's been out of work for more than a year.
Right.
And here's another point, is that we just don't treat the arm pain. We treat diabetes, we treat swelling, we treat depression, we treat everything. Because when you restore health, that's the only way to cure.
Everything.
You have to fix everything.
Right.
Yes.
We also had with us Jolynn, who suffered from asthma for 4 to 5 years. She tried steroids and inhalers for 3 months, all to no avail. After the first treatment, she was virtually, could breathe deeply again. Her sinus headaches are better. She only gets them every so often. And she's able to ski and walk upstairs without shortness of breath now with no inhalers, no steroids. So give us a call, 714-556-8664.
And she only comes once in a while.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.